If there's a definitive way to play Hamlet, surely Sir Laurence Olivier would have known.
To be or not to be, that is the question.
But a question remains today. What did Hamlet, Macbeth, Romeo and Juliet, Mercutio, Portia, or Puck really sound like when Shakespeare was first performed more than four centuries ago? The British Library has completed a new recording of 75 minutes of the Bard's most famous scenes, speeches, and sonnets, all performed in the original pronunciation of Shakespeare's time. That accent sounds a little more Edinburgh, sometimes even Appalachia, than Lord Olivier. We're joined now from the studios of the BBC in London by the director of those new recordings, Ben Crystal. Mr. Crystal, thanks very much for being with us.
It's a real pleasure, or perhaps I should say a real pleasure.
Oh, or, well, zounds. So, Dame Judi Dench, Lord Olivier, Kenneth Branagh, they've all had it wrong?
I don't know about had it wrong, and there's definitely been a change over the last 50 to 60 years of Shakespeare performance. The trend, I think, has been to speak the words very beautifully and carefully, and it's very, very different from how it would have been 400 years ago.
Well, give us, you're one of the actors on this recording. Can you give us a for instance?
Sure. To bear or not to bear, that is the question. Whether 'tis noble in the mind to suffer the slings and arrows of outrageous fortune, or to take arms against assayed troubles and by opposing, end them.
Wow. That's breathtaking.
Isn't it? And might I add as well, in the time it took Larry Olivier to do his To Be or Not To Be, That Is The Question, which was about 10 seconds by my count, I think I rattled through about three or four more lines.
So how do we know this was the accent four centuries ago?
Well, we've got three different types of data that we can mine. One is the rhymes. Two-thirds of Shakespeare's 154 sonnets don't rhyme anymore. We know that the final couplet in, for example, one of the most famous ones, Sonnet 116, would have been, you know, it's if this be error and upon me proved, I never writ, nor no man ever loved. And we know it would have been either proved and loved or proved and loved. There aren't very many examples of people elongating the vowel of love, apart from maybe Elvis saying lurve. And so we worked it out that it was proved and loved. And then they used to spell a lot more like they used to speak. So a word like film in Mercutio's Queen Mab speech is spelt P-H-I-L-O-M. And we know that's a two-syllable word, like film. And if you go over to Northern Ireland and they invite you to the cinema, they invite you to see the film. Mm. And then there were linguists at the time, and they very kindly wrote books saying how they pronounce different words. And all of that data brings us to about 90-95% right, which isn't bad for 400 years.
Let's listen to another famous scene, if we can.
Oh, Romeo, Romeo, wherefore art thou Romeo? Deny thee, father, and refuse the name. Or if thou wilt not be but sworn me love, and I'll no longer be a Capulet.
Shall I hear more, or shall I speak of this?
'Tis but the name that is me enemy. Thou art thyself, though not a Montague. What's Montague? It is nor hand, nor foot, nor arm, nor face, nor any other part belonging to a man. Oh, be some other name.
Oh, be still, my heaving bodice. But I see what you mean. The more colloquial, I mean, this could be a conversation between two teenagers.
As indeed, you know, it should be. I gave a workshop at a school recently with a bunch of 13 and 14-year-old kids. And, you know, their idea of Shakespeare, having never studied it or even really read it, was that it would be difficult to understand and it wasn't for them. And I was like, no, listen, he's written a play about two 13-year-olds or 14-year-olds meeting and discovering life and love and everything for the first time. It's a play for you.
Ben Crystal, actor, Shakespearean. He directed the first ever audio recording of Shakespeare's work in the original dialect, and the University of Chicago Press is releasing the recording, Shakespeare's original pronunciation, in the U.S. Ben Crystal, thanks and ever thanks.
Thank you. It's been a real pleasure. Pleasure to talk to you.
You can hear more Shakespeare spoken, as the Bard himself would have heard it, on our website, npr.org. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon.